Ata Sa'of, the sixth parak of Zvachim, is dedicated to the laws of the Karbana Sa'of, whether it's the Chata Sa'of, whether it's the Ola Sa'of. How do we make these Karbanos? How do we bring these Karbanos? Those details we've addressed already in the previous parak. Also the Dinim of Machshavos Psul. This parak is going to add and detail the Dinim of the shinuyim in these two karbonos. In other words, when do you violate the method and the requirement to bring the karbon and the hakrova is possible, therefore, and when not? If you do, for example, a maisa chatas in the ola or a maisa ola in the chatas, and you break down the difference between these two karbonos and their avodos, what kind of impact does that have on the kashrus of the karbon? The parak is also going to address the dinim of tumas beis habliya, where that tuma, in the case of an oaf, and we're talking about an oaf tahar that died, is different than other nevelos and balei chayim that are metamim v'masa umatan. Oaf tahar, if it dies, it's metame only if it's a nechal, only if it's eaten, and that's a tumah beis habliya, and it's metame the ochel. There are various psulim in karbanas ha'of that make the oaf into an avela, and that's why, as a result, it's metame beis habliya. There are other psulim that are considered psulo bakodesh, that even though the karban is posel, it doesn't have a din of nevela, and it's not metame. So this parak is going to deal with these various psulim. When do they generate an isur nevela on the karbon? When is it not menavel? And when it's posel the kodesh? And that's what's going to be addressed here in this parak. So the Mishnah opens with the din of chatos in a case where he made a certain deviation in the chatos. Number one, Chatas ha'of sha'asa'a lemata. In other words, he did the avoda and the hazos adam not on the top half of the mizbeach, as he was required to, but rather on the bottom half of the mizbeach. And in that sense, he equated a chatas ha'of with a chatas ha'of with an ola sa'of by doing the avoda on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So again, the Mishnah says chatas ha'of sha'asa'a lemata, on the second, the lower half of the mizbeach. In such a case, is kemaisa hachatas, which means that he did the avodas achatos by doing the malika of one simon, and that's exactly what he's supposed to do, or l'shem chatos. These are all cases where he complied with the laws of chatos. So the chatos was meant to be Hazos Dava, the Chatos was meant to be Michatzi Mizbeach Ulamata Dafka. And the Torah says Chatos Hi, which implies Likuva. Malika, on the other hand, is Ksher B'chol Makom. So he did the Chatos Of as he was meant to do Lamata, and that's called Kemaisa Chatos. He did the Malika of one Simon, and that's what he was meant to do. He did it l'shem chatos, which was the proper kavana. Is kshera, he has fulfilled all the dinim and the mitzvos of chatos ha'of. And that's a perfect score. Tosis wonders what's a chiddush here, and perhaps this is just an agav urcha kind of dinim. The Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnah says that we're talking about a case where he's Mishana in the Seder Malika, which was described back on Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis, when he grabs onto two raglayim with two etzbos, etc. He did it in a different way. However, the Mishnah continues, what happens if he does the avodah lamata, but kemaisa chatas l'shem avola? In other words, even though he did the avodah the way it was meant to do, the machshava that he had was l'shem ola. Or, for example, he did the avodos the way they were meant to do lamata, as an ola. The Mishnah doesn't make it clear what he did like an ola. It would seem that he did the avodah like a chatos. In the first case, he had a kavon of shalol lishma shini kodesh for an ola. In this case, he had the right kavonah l'shem chatos, but he did a kemaisa ola. The Mishnah doesn't explain what that means. The Gemara will try to explain that. And kemaisa ola l'shem ola. And if he does the action, the hakrova of a chatos like an ola, and not only that, he also had a machsheves l'shem ola, psula. Because there are two ways you can passel a chatos, either through shini bavoda, or in the case of shalol lishma, the shinui in the machshava of the kohen. Now the achronim wonder exactly what the Mishnah is adding here when it says l'shem ola. After all, it should be a kolshkein from the din that appeared earlier. What's the chiddush? The Tosfos Yontif says that this is agav. It's written agav shar habavos shebemishnah. So it's really not necessary into in and of itself. Now we go on to the case of Asah Lamala. He took the chatos and he was maza the dam instead of on the lower part of the mizbech. He did it on the top part of the mizbech. Kemaisa kulon. Klomar, what does this mean? Kemaisa kulon. Shahoya imze echad mikol ofanim is currently el kagon. Kemaisa ola l'shem chatos is therefore psula. Since he was Mishana the Mokom, and instead of doing it Lamata, he did it Lamala, that already passels the Karbana Oath. Why does the Mishnah emphasize here in the middle Kemaisa Kulam? In other words, if this is one of those scenarios that we mentioned earlier, like for example, he did Kemaisa Ola, even though he had L'shem Chatos, or the other way around, he did a Maisa Chatos, had L'shem Ola. But even if he did the Maisa Chatos, L'shem Chatos, nevertheless, it's Psula. And why is that? Because he did the Hazah Lamala when he was meant to do the Hazah Lamata. Tosus points out that if he had done the Maisa Chatos, L'shem Chatos, then there's no psul here in the other than that of the basa, the carbon itself, and its ritzui and its kapara is clinched, despite the fact that he was zorek the dam lamala. The carbon itself is not psul, but rather the psul is only in the basar, but not in the carbon. And this is based on a statement of Shmuel back on Daf Chavav Amid Beis that zrika shalobim koma is mo'ila l'chaper, even though the basar is posel. Now the Mishnah goes into detail about the ola. Until now we've been discussing the chatos. Ola sa'of sha'asa l'mala, kemaisa ha'ola l'shem ola k'shera. Everything was perfect in the first case. He did the Azaz Adam Lamal as he was meant to do. He did all the avodas of an Ola as he was meant to do, the Malik of Shnei Simonim, the Mitzi Adam. And he had in mind L'shem Ola. Everything is kosher. And once again, you can ask, why did the Mishnah have to tell me this? There's no Chiddush, but it's Agav Urcha. Then in the second case, is kemaisa ola, but l'shem chatas. In other words, he did all the avodas kedina, but he had in mind l'shem chatas. Kshera. In such a case, the karbon is kosher. Now, that's not true according to all the shitos, and we had a machlokas about this in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, but this shita here in this Mishnah reflects the Tanakama at the beginning of Zvachim. Ubilvad shalo also labaila, labaleha, meaning, although the carbon itself is kosher, however, it's not ol labailam l'shem chova, because of this shinui that he had in mind l'shem chatos when it's an ola, and therefore he's going to have to replace this ola with another ola. So again, what we're saying is that ola self is ksherish lo l'shma, but lo also labailam l'shem chova. Now we get to the case where he did the avodos lemala, and that's exactly how he has to do it. And kemaisa chatos, he does all the avodos exactly as a chatos would be done. And keep in mind, we're talking about an ola, and he did the maisa like a chatos, which means he was mazah the dam. He was mazah the dam lemala, like he should have done in an ola self, but he did the maisa korban kechatos. Again, Gemara is going to have to clarify exactly what that means. What avod did he do like a chatos? And even though his machshava is l'shem ola, which is a perfect machshava, or for example, let's say he did the avodas lemala, but kemaisa chatos, and l'shem chatos, not only did he do the avoda like a chatos, but in addition, he had in mind l'shem chatos. In such a case, psula. In other words, if there's a change in the avodos, there was a shini in the avodos, then in the case of ola, he's going to have to replace it with another karma. Asa l'mata. In other words, from the middle point of the Mizbeach and below. Kemaisa kulon. In other words, this was in, together in cahoots with all the other scenarios that we mentioned before, like for example, kemaisa chatos, l'shem ola, but here, he does a kemaisa ola. I'm sorry, he does it l'mata, it says, yaso l'mata, which means he did it as if it were a karban chatos, is psula. That's called a shinui, which passels the karban. And now we can take a look at the Gemara here on Daf Samach Vav Amidus. Now the Mishnah established that in the case of chatos ha'of, if he does a shinui, and he does it like a mice of an ola, the carbon is possible. The Gemara now clarifies what this shini is, the shani v'mai. What did he change? What did he deviate from? Elam, if can he say, sheshina b'malika. In other words, instead of doing the malika on one simon, which is the requirement of a chata sa'of, he did a malika on both simonim as if it was an ola sa'of. Is nema, are we going to mention, are we going to suggest, I should say, that our Mishnah is the low Kirab Lazar Berv Shimon, the Omer Shamati Shemavdilin Bechatos Ha'of? According to Shita Rabbi Lazar, there is an option of doing Havdolah, and means cutting both Simonim in the case of Chatos Ha'of, and it doesn't pass the Karman. So we're saying that our Mishnah is going to contradict the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, because our Mishnah establishes that if he made this shinui, which we're identifying as the fact that he did avdolah by cutting two simonim instead of sufficing with one, in this case of chatos ha'of, the halacha is, says the Mishnah, that the karbon is pasul. And that's against Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon holds that you have a reshus, if you choose to be mavdil, you can do so. If you don't, you don't have to do so. There's no requirement of avdolah, but it's okay. And that means that even though he does a malika, which is similar to that of an ov, I'm sorry, to the, that of an olas ov, Rabbi Shimon still maintains that it's kosher. Is therefore, why are you pushing me into this corner and telling me that the shini in our case was b'malika and he did two simonim instead of one? That wouldn't passel the carbon according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. V'lo ukimna. In other words, didn't we already interpret back on Daf Samach Hey that the Mishnah on Samach Dalid that says Hivdil Bechatas Psula is the lo k'Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon? So you don't have to be so shocked here if we're saying that the Shini was in the fact that he did Avdola here, and he was molek to both Simonim, and you're telling me, well, that's against Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon because our Mishnah says the carbon is possible, but indeed the Mishnah before this one is also against Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. So why not assume that this Mishnah too is shalokamoso and don't ask me questions? So the Gemara says, lo, there's no compelling reason to say that this Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. It's possible to say that the scenario here would not contradict his Shita, and he would be, or because again, the symptoms and the scenario would be such that even Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon would admit that the carbon is possible. And what's the case, the Shani? He made a shinui in the hazah of the chatas. In this case, the chatas ha'of. In other words, the real din of a chatas is hazah. He doesn't do hazah sadam, he does mitzvah adam, and that is going to pasul the korban. Example, instead of Hazos Domim, which is an absolute requirement, critical in Chatos, he did a Mitzui, but he didn't do Hazos Adam. And that's what it means. That's what it means he made a Shinui here. And for that reason, the Korban is possible. The Gemara now wants to know, is it possible to prove from our Mishnah that a shini in hazos adam is that the case of our Mishnah is a shini dafka in hazos adam? The Gemara says hachinam mistabra. That's the way we should learn the Mishnah, and the reason for that is shemit miriktoni seifa, from the fact that it says in the seifa. Again, we don't mean the ultimate seifa, but the seifa of the reisha, which is dealing with chatas ha'ov. It says im asa'a lechatas Mizbach Lamala Kemaisa Kulon, and it means whether or not he does like a Maisa Ol Shem Ola, or a Maisa Ol Shem Chatas, or a Maisa Chatas Ol Shem Ola. Even a Maisa of Chatas Ol Shem Chatas, in all these cases, since he did it, he implemented it, Mi Chatzi Hamizbech Lamala. Therefore, psula. He did it lamala, above the chut asikra. And the real makom would have been michatzi mizbech ulamata. Now, included under this is afilu kemasa chatos l'shem chatos. What's the case of maisa chatos l'shem chatos? And the Gemara says, the shani b'mai. So what shinui did he do here? Elam, if you're going to tell me the shani b'malika b'chol makom b'mizbech shera, the Brisa says above on daf samach gimel amid beis that malika of chatos can be done anywhere on the mizbeach, implying it can be both lamala and lamata. And it's impossible to do a shinui. To interpret that the shinui was b'malika, if you're trying to isolate which avodah did he do b'shinui, meaning he did it lamala instead of lamata, ilema deshani b'malika. If he did the malika lamala when he was meant to do it lamata hamamar, we have a brice that we quoted earlier on daf samach gimel malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach kshera. In other words, whether he did the malika lamala lamata, it should be kshera. So you cannot tell me that the shinui here was b'malika lalav deshani b'azah, that he was mazah the dam lamala instead of lamata, and that's going to passel the karbon, because the proper place for the hazah and chatos is lamata dafka, and he did the hazah lamala. So the Gemara says, umi the seifa, if the seifa of Hamish is talking about a shinui in the makom achatos, then the shinui was b'hazah, then the reisha nami, the reisha 2, where he has the din of shinui in the avodas achatos, is also talking about a shinui in hazah. So what it means is he didn't do the hazah, he did the mitzah. And the Gemara rejects this. Gemara says, midi iria, is that a proof from the sefer to the reisha? Hakadisa, hakadisa. It's very possible that the reisha is talking about a case of a scenario where the roila meant one thing, and the sefer talks about a case of roila meaning something else. The shini and the reisha is b'malika, that he did a malika of two simanim. And again, we're going against Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says it's kosher, but we're holding now it's pasul. And the sefer, the psul is not b'makom malika. That's not where the shini was, but the shini was b'hazah, that he did hazah lamala instead of lamata. So therefore, we can't prove anything one way or the other. The Mishnah said, Ola sa'of, sheshina bavasa kemaisa chatos psula tishani b'mai. In the case of Ola sa'of, what shinui did he implement? What did he make like a chatos instead of like an ola? Elam, if you're going to tell me the shinui tishani b'malika, then instead of doing malika on two simonim, he only did a malik on one simon, and that made it like a chatos. Is midik tani seifa? Since it says in the next Mishnah, it says kula, meaning all the chatos and all the olos that were mentioned in the Mishnayos, in the various scenarios that he did it, is ein mitamim v'beis habliyah. There's no being mitami the ochle, meaning those who eat it, v'beis habliyah. As the din is with regard to nevelas of tahar, which we mentioned earlier. In other words, even though the carbon was nifsal, but the malika was meaningful in order to remove the tumah of nevela, that it shouldn't be considered nevela and it shouldn't be metame. And also with regard to all the above, in those cases of shinui, is mal in bahem. In other words, since it became posel, and therefore there was no heta, no shas heta lekohenim, is therefore there's no isa me'ila, is neima, should we say that this Mishnah here, deloka Rabbi Yeshua, is against the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, deik Rabbi Yeshua? How could the Mishnah have said that in all the cases of our Mishnayos there's me'ila? After all, included in the above are situations where the ola was done lamata as a maisa chatos, or it was done l'shem chatos, or maybe even both. The maisa hakrov was like a chatos, and the lishmo was l'shem chatos. And if our mission is talking about a case where he made such a shinui, such that the malika was a malika of one simon like a chatos, HaOmar, doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say that if he did a malika kemaisa chatos lamata, is ein molimba, there is no me'ila? And that's what we're going to see in the next Mishnah. So therefore, we don't have the possibility of being mamed of assuming that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua, but rather like Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer was the Talmud of Beit Shammai. And we don't want to assume that the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, we'd rather assume that it reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua. V'ela, we're going to have to assume that the Maisa Chatos, which it says in our Mishnah, in the Sefer, that's talking about Ol HaSa'of, that's a Shinu B'mitzui. In other words, his Hazah was Kedin Chatos, but not his Mitzui, that was Kedin Ola. And in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua never said Ein Molin Ba. To summarize, the Gemara in the Hav Amina suggested that the Shinui in our Mishnah was Bimalika until it finally concludes that it was not Bimalika but was Mitzui. And what comes up here in the middle here is that if it was a Shinui Bimalika, which would mean that in the case of Ol HaSa'of he only did a Malika on one Siman, yet the Mishnah later on is going to say about our Mishnah and all the cases of Chatos and Olos that are mentioned in our Mishnah where he did a Shinui, the Mishnah later is going to say Ein Mitamim B'Beis HaBliya U'Mo'alim Bohem. In other words, that the Malika itself has the power, despite all the Shinuyim and despite the fact that the carbon is posel, to be mafkia nevela, such that it wouldn't be metamiv beis habliya. That's the power inherent in the malika. And not only that, the Mishnah says mol in bohem. That's where we deviate from Rabbi Yeshua. The assumption of Asugi is that our Mishnah must reflect the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. And if we assume the Shini was b'malika, and the Mishnah establishes that Mo'al in Bohem, that's against Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that if let's say you did the Hazos Adam, in this case of Ol HaSa'of Lemata, with a Machshava L'Shem Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that in such a Malika, there is no Me'ila. And yet the Mishnah says about our Shinuyim, one of which is Ason Lamata L'Shem Chatos, that they are Molin Bohem. And the reason why Molin Bohem is because since the Malika was not a valid Malika, then there's no heter for the Kohanim. If there's no heter for the Kohanim, it's purely Hegdesh, and therefore there's Me'ila. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that if he did Lamata Kemaisa Chatos, and also L'Shem Chatos, I mean, it doesn't have to be all those together, but any of the above, in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua says Molin Ba. And the Gemara later on is going to explain why, according to Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of Shinu B'Malika, somehow the Ola gets converted, transformed to the status of a Chatos before it's Nifseles Mishum Ola. And that means the Shinu was in the Malika, and in such a case, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Molin Ba. Ela, so therefore the Gemara comes full swing around to say that the Maisa Chatos here in the Shinui in the case of Ol HaSa'of is B'mitzui. In other words, the Hazo was Kedin Chatos, but Lo Mitza Kedin Ola. That's what this Mishnah means. And in this case, Rabbi Yeshua would not claim Ein Molin Ba. So the Gemara now asks from the next Mishnah. We just established that in the case of Ol HaSa'of, if he does a Maisa Chatos, and he does a Shinui in the Mitzui, in other words, he does the Hazah and he drops out, he omits the Mitzui, his Ema Seifa. The Seifa says, Ol HaSa'of Sha'asa'a Lamata Kimaisa Chatos L'Shem Chatos. Is Rabbi Eliezer Omer Molin Ba, Rabbi Shomer Ein Molin Ba. So with all these Shinuyim, for example, if he did the Hazas Dam of the Ol HaSa'of Lamat instead of Lamala, and he made it like a Chatos, or he took the Ol HaSa'of and he shechted L'Shem Chatos, Rabbi Eliezer says Molin Ba, And Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ein Molin Ba. Again, the Mishnah is going to explain later on. We're not going to get to it now, but the Mishnah is going to explain what is the machlokas about whether there is Me'ilah in this case, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, or there's no Me'ilah, the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. And again, we're talking about a case of Shinui, the Shinui V'mai. What was the Shinui that made this Ola like a Ola self like a Chatos? Elam, if you're going to tell me, it means he was Meshana B'mitzui, that he did Hazah instead of Mitzui. Is Emar the Yom Rabbi Yeshua? When does Rabbi Yeshua of the opinion that Ein Molin Bo? That's only in the case of Dishani B'Malika. We made a Shinu also in the Malika. If he only made a Shinu in the Mitzui Mi Omar, did we have any statement of Rabbi Yeshua to the effect that there's no Me'il in this case? V'el, and therefore we have no choice but to assume that when it says in the Mishnah, Asah Kemaisa Chatos, it means he was Mishan in the Malika. And what it says in the Mishnah, Asah Kemaisa Chatos, it means Hamoda. We had to explain that that's talking about a Shini in the Mitzui. So once again, we have the same old Kasha, Resha, V'seifa b'malika u'mitzi asa b'mitzui. The Resha, the Mishnah, with regard to Chatas Sa'of. And the Seifa, the Mishnah, and the next Mishnah is talking about Ashinu b'malika. But in the case of the Mitzi asa, that means the middle case in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, I'm sorry, is going to be a case of Shinui. In what? Shinui and Mitzui. And the Gemara answers in Enochinami, the Resh and the Sefer talking about Malika, and the Mitzui, and the Mitziah is talking about a case of Mitzui, and there's no difficulty. We're up to the next Mishnah, which continues to address the issues of Chatos Ha'of, Ola Sa'of, different scenarios of Shinui, where they didn't, the Kohen didn't do the Avodah, the Akrovas HaKorban properly, exactly, Kedasu Kedin. Also a discussion about Tumas Beis Habliya, the Din of Me'ilah. For Kulon, the Mishnah says, all Chatos, Olos, that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah, in the various scenarios and the different Shinuyim, they're all Einam Etam Beis Habliya, whether they're Ksheros or whether they're Psulos, nevertheless, there's no Din of Ha'ochel Nivlas of Tar is Metamib Beis Habliya. Even though the carbon was possible, the Malika itself nevertheless is powerful, is effective, that it's not considered Nivela and it's not Metame. So that the Malika in all, in any event, is Motzi Midei Tumas Nivela. How much more so in the case where the carbon is kosher. But, on the other hand, Molin Bahem. In all these cases, there is Me'ilah. Because once they become Posel, the Kohanim are excluded from any ownership, so to speak, any rights to eat the Karban, because they're Posel. And if the Kohanim are excluded, it's no longer Mama, you can't call it Maman Kohanim, it becomes Maman Hegdesh, which is subject to Me'ilah. Now again, what you have to know here is, I'm just throwing it out as a question, when you chayv mishum me'ilu, which means you chayv a carbon, if you did it b'shogeg as an asham me'ilos, and any carbon of kachim is always asur b'shimush b'hanah, and that's called me'ilah, and it's only mutter after the zrikas adam, when the kohanim are allowed to eat it. And at that point, even a zar is not chayv for me'ilah. In the case of an ola, which is completely burnt on the mizbeach, there's no heter to kohanim, and therefore it's never yotze midei me'ilah. But here, for example, in the case of chatos, then we should say that it's yotze midei me'ilah after the matan domim. But the answer is that since it became psula, for whatever reason, whatever shinui he did, it's not yotze midei me'ilah, there's no hetel kohanim. and therefore there's no yotz. But again, whether or not we're talking about me'ila mamish or just an isra hanah, that's a question. The impression you get from the Mishnah is that it's mila me'ila mamish with a chiyuv asham me'ilos. Chutz mi'chatos ha'ov sha'asol l'mata b'maisa chatos l'shem chatos. In the case of chatos ha'ov, where all the hakrova was kedasu kedin kemaisa chatos, and the lishma was there l'shem chatos, but he did the zrika l'mata, and therefore if he did the zrika l'mata, everything is perfect, this is ideal, and kshera, the chatos is kshera. In such a case, since a chatos, once there's malika, it becomes mutal kohanim, then it's yotzim de me'ila, like any carbon that's nechal, because the hetet achilas kohanim is mafkia me'ila, because now it becomes mamon kohanim. Now, in the case of an ola shasa chatos, ola sa'of shasa lamata, or kemaisa chatos, let's say he did the malika in this case of one siman instead of two simanim, he was already mazah the dam and he did so l'shem chatos, is Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ma'alim Ba, in this case there is me'ila even after the matan damim, and l'chora the reason for that is because there's no official matir. Again, there's never really a matir, but in a theoretical sense, there could have been a matir, but here, the karbon is posel. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ein mo'olim po. Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's no me'ila. The Gemara later on Daf Samach Zayin, is going to try to explain the various reasons of these two shitos. Let's just end the shir before we get into the, you know, debate back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and mention the following: that the ola, which was done kedina, if the hakrav was done kedina, there's me'ila even after zrika, because there's no heter kohen, it's kule kolil, it's ola, it's kule mukteres, kolil al gabi mizbeach. The discussion that we're having here in our context about ola sa'of is a case of ola shenifsala, and that was because he did it lamata like a maisa chata. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that the din of me'ila hasn't changed, whereas Rabbi Yeshua says that since it was nifsala, therefore the din changes as far as me'ila is concerned. Again, we're talking about a psul dafka in the case of ola that's yotza midei me'ila, according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara is going to explain his reason later on, that if he implemented the avodah of the ola in a way that it looks like all the dini chatos, that's called an akira, it changes and transforms the carbon from an ola to a chatos, and that's going to be motzi midei me'ila. In this Mishnah that we studied now, it looks like the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua is because he holds that ein me'ila, once is a shinui in the karbon, for a davashi ein bo me'ila, which would have been chatos in this case, that already removes the din of me'ila. So now the Mishnah quotes a masu matan, back and forth, a dialogue between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Eliezer wants to prove his point. Rabbi Yeshua is going to reject his proofs. And then we'll begin to understand the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, I want to prove to you that the ola shenifsala, for example, if it was brought l'shem chatos, it's still a subject to me'ila, from the following logical argument. Uma im chatos she'ein mo'olim ba, and those after the matan domim, there is no me'ila because there's a heter liachilas kohanim is lishma. If he brought the carbon lishma, however, nevertheless, kishashina shma. If let's say it was makriv achatus shem olam molim ba, because in this case it became psula, and there's no heter to achilas kohanim is ola shemolim ba, and ola which even after matan damim, even though he did it lishma, he brought the carbon lishma l'shem ola. There's no heter kohanim because it's kulei kolil, and therefore it's not yotzis midei be'ila. And therefore, kshashina ashma, if he was makriv of the ola shem chatos, ain't no din, how much more so, she yimaluba. And therefore, the ola that was done lamato, kemaisa chatos, the shem chatos, yimaluba, there should be me'ila. So again, just to summarize the argument of Rabbi Eliezer, in the case of chatos, there is no me'ila if he did everything lishma. But nevertheless, if he makes a change, then there is me'ila. In the case of ola, where there always is me'il, if he did it lishma, how much more so if he was mishana? For sure, it should be me'ila, because again, in the case of chatos, we said that if he does a shinui, there will be me'ila. Then how much more so in the case of ola, if there was a shinui, and let's say it was makriv the ola shem chatos. In the case of chatos, if he was makriv the chatos l'shem ola, there's me'ila. So in the case of Ol Shem Chatos, for sure there should be Me'ila. Because in Chatos, there is no Me'ila. In Ola, there is Me'ila. Meaning Chatos, after Matan Domim, there's no Me'ila because of the Hetel Achilas Kohanim. In Ola, it's always Me'ila. So how much more so if there was a Shinui, meaning he was Makriv of the Ol Shem Chatos, how much more so should there still be a Din Me'ila? Because in the case of Chatos, Hashem Ola, there's Me'ila. And it's a lot easier to generate me'ila in ola, because even if everything was done kedasu kedin ola shem ola etc., nevertheless there's me'ila. So how much more so if there was a shinui? We always see that shinui is a reason, is a gorem for me'ila. Like for example, in the case of chatos, had there been no shinui, then after the Azos Domin, there would be no Me'ila, because by virtue of the Shinui that passes the Karbon and it removes the Hetachilus Konim, that generates Me'ila. So then in Ola, where there's Me'ila, if everything was done perfectly, how much more so should there be Me'ila when there's a Shinui? Omolo Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua responds, and he says, Lo, this Kavul Chomer is not acceptable. Ima Marta Bechatos, that there's Me'ila, that's because Shina Shma L'shem Ola, and once you add in mind L'shem Ola, that generates Me'ila, because Shina Shma L'dov Sheyesh Ba Me'ila. He was changing the nature of the carbon, so to speak, to that of something that lends itself to Me'ila, meaning he made it into an Ola. But Tomar Viola Sheshina Shma L'shem Chatos Shekein Shina Shma L'dov Sheyesh Ba Me'ila, because Chatos lends itself to a Heter through Zrikas Adam Matan Domim to the Kohanim to remove Me'ila, and therefore the whole Kal V'chomer falls off. So again, let's just review Rabbi Yeshua's counter argument. He says that in the case of Shinui and Chatos, he added Ma'il L'Shem Ola. Okay, there he's jacking it up or transforming it to something that has Me'ila. In the case of Ola, on the contrary, if he has L'Shem Chatos, he's transforming the carbon into something that doesn't have Me'ila. Because again, keep in mind that Chatos lends itself to Afkos Me'ila after the Matan Domim because of the Hetel Kohanim. And this leads us to Daf Samach Zayin Omid Aleph. Omelo Rabbi Eliezer, Varei Kodshei Kodshim. The din of Kodshei Kodshim is that the Shechita is in the Tzofon, and if you're Mishana and he does the Shechita in the Dorom, he passes the Karbon. If on the other hand he Shechts Kodshim Kolom Kodshei Kodshim, which means Ola Chatos V'Yosham Le L'Shem Kodshim Kalim Yochichu, Meaning your logic, Rabbi Yeshua, was that if you did the shinui to a dover shembo me'ila, that would be mafkir me'ila. And therefore, if you had an old shem chatos, that would be mafkir me'ila insofar as chatos lends itself to a heter afkas me'ila. But here I'll give you a case where even though he was mishana to a dover shembo me'ila, yet there is me'ila. What's the case? He shechted the kodshe kodshim l'shem kodshim kalim. So for example, let's say in the case of Ola Sa'of, where he did it l'mata like a maisa chatos l'shem chatos, and here when he shechted it b'dorom for kodshim kalim, even though again kodshe kodshim requires tzofon, ishina shmam l'dover shembo me'ila. Notice he changed it from kodshe kodshim to kodshim kalim, which is something that doesn't lend itself to me'ila because kodshim kalim is mom and bailim. And nevertheless, afal pikein mo'olim b'hem. Why? Because it came posel by virtue of the shkita's dorom. The zrika now doesn't have the inherent power to be motzi m'dei me'ila. And there's no heter for achilas kohanim, and we're not going to say that since he was motzi midei me'ila b'shini Hashem, because he changed the kodshim kalim, where there is no me'ila, therefore there's no me'ila here. Not, on the contrary, once he had a machsheva shalo l'shmoni, he passed the karbon, and there's no longer going to be any heter kohanim, therefore molim b'hem. It's afata al tismala ola. Therefore, you should have no questions to ask, to be asked on an Ola, meaning an Ola Sa'of. Sha'af al pi, even though he did the Hazos Domin L'mato, like a Maisa Chatos, and he had in mind L'shem Chatos, Ishina Shma L'shem Dover Shem Bo Me'ila, and now he changed the Shem to something that has no Me'ila, because as we said before, a Chatos lends itself to Afkos Me'ila, is She'yimalubo. There will be Me'ila. And again, don't be surprised by this, because the reason why there's me'ila is because since the shinui shma, he passes the karbon, there's no heter kohanim, and therefore there's me'ila. Amar Rav Yeshua, lo, don't prove to me anything from the case of kodshim, that was shechted l'shem kodshim kalim, imam ha'atav kodshim kodshim shechotam bedorom, ushchotam l'shem kodshim kalim, instead of doing the shechit in the tzofon, l'shem Chatos Olav Yosham, he did it in the Dorom L'shem Shlomim, let's say, and we've proven that Eini Yotzim V'dei Me'ila, they remain included in Me'ila because of the Psul, the carbon. There's no Heter Kohen and Shekin Shina Eshmam Le Dover Sheyeshbo Iser VeHeter. In other words, the Shina we hear from Kodshe Kodshim to Kodshim Kalim is a shinui for something that yeshbo isur vehete. Kodshim kalim has imurim. The imurim are burnt on the mizbeach, and they certainly lend themselves to an isur me'ila. However, the basar of the karbon, in the case of kodshim kalim, is eaten, has a heter, and therefore doesn't lend itself to me'ila. So we see that the shinui here is a little bit more complex when he has in mind l'shem kodshim kalim, because kodshim kalim has one element of an isur me'ila and one element of a heter v'ein bo me'ila. Tomar bi'ola, in the case of an ola sa'of where he did the hazol l'mata like a ma'isa chatos l'shem chatos shina shma l'dover shekulo heter, in other words, in chatos sa'of there's no me'ila at all because it doesn't have any murim which are burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore you have no proof from kodshim kalim. From kodshim kalim to l'shem kodshim kalim, where there's an element of me'ila in the kodshim kalim as far as the murim are concerned. And that's why molim b'hem, as opposed to ola l'shem chatos, where the chatos has no me'ila whatsoever. So the shinui shma from ola to chatos, in the case where a solamata kimaisa chatos in an ola, is a shini to a davar shekulo heter, means there is no meila at all. Why is there no meila in chatas of? Let's just review this. Because number one, there's no imurim krev on the mizbeach, and as opposed to kachim kalim, where there is an element of meila, because the imurim are designated for the achilus mizbeach, that generates an isa meila. In the case of chatas os, where there's absolutely no imurim krev on gavim mizbeach, there's no meila at all. So if he made the shini from ola to chatas, then in a sense he Kaviyachal transforms the korban like an akira of sorts to chatos. In the case of chatos, that's a davar she'ein bo me'ila klal. So the chatos sort of takes over this korban. In other words, it was ola, and that's the nature of the korban. But now, when he was mashana shmam and he makes it into a chatos kaviyachal, that's a davar she'ein bo me'ila. So that will conclude the Mishnah here on the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow.